Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome.
Now you clap.
Welcome to another episode.
This is the one episode I didn't ask you to clap and you clap. Stop clapping.
You don't want to clap?
Hold on.
Witred! Perfect. That's it. We have the intro song. Done.
Welcome back to another episode of Sheena.
No, welcome back to another episode of Trid with Aladdin. This is episode 16, part 4, where she wears a vest. Because that's what we do in the summer. We wear vests.
You don't like my vest?
Prince Ali, wonderfully, Ali. That's all I can think when I see you now. With the harem pants.
It's just white linen pants. There's no harem pants.
That's what they wear in the desert.
Oh my God.
You have a monkey with a cap?
If you like what you see.
Do you have an image of that? Did you just see the thumbnail for the episode? Is you and Apu? Is it Abu? What's his name, that monkey?
Abu.
Abu. A-B-U? A-B-O-U. Abu.
Abu, A-B-U.
Like he's a Canadian monkey.
How do you know that?
What you talking, Abu? His name is Willis.
If you like what you see.
Or don't. Hit the button. I don't care.
It
means the same to me.
No, I care.
We're
rounding
the curve to 100,000.
I want people who want to be here watching our show.
I want anybody.
No, I want people.
Ticket price is the same. Zero.
People who want to be here because that's what's going to grow our audience in the right way. Because if we just have people subscribing and not interacting or giving us thumbs down, that's not good for us.
I'll take it. Challenge accepted. Bring me your hatred.
If you like what you see,
I will convert you.
Hit that subscribe
button. Or I will curse your family.
Right here and join us every week. We are getting really close to that 100,000 mark. If you haven't subscribed, please do so. That would be really, really helpful. And join us every week while we do something or the other.
And your next wish will come true.
Throw a comment.
Maybe. Maybe not. But the genie is here. One step closer.
Couldn't you at least make me like that cute girl from I Dream of Jeannie? Why do you have to make me Prince Ali?
That show, yeah. I Dream of Jeannie, is from the 60s.
It doesn't matter. She's so cute.
All the people
Aladdin
who are listening.
Aladdin is a cartoon with a fake monkey.
No, the monkey's real.
He's an animated.
I'm just saying people that your audience have heard of. I Dream of Jeannie.
It doesn't matter. I don't look like Aladdin.
Mm-hmm. You. He's clean shaven. You're clean shaven. Smooth features, high cheekbones. You both like monkeys.
All right, what are we talking about today?
You always ask me that, and then you say what we're talking about.
I always ask you that?
Yeah, you ask me, what are we talking about? And every time I look at you with a blank stare saying, I have not known
I would
for
like to
50
go back,
episodes
I would
what
like
we're
to go back
about.
To like 3 episodes or 4 episodes or 5 episodes and see when you ask me what are we talking about.
No, I don't ask. You always
yeah,
ask
I mean,
me.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I meant. There has never been a time where I've told you what are we talking about.
What?
I've never asked you
so
what are
you
we
asking
talking
today?
About. I just thought I'd change it up.
I'll okay, change
guessing.
It up. I'll tell you what we're talking about today. We're talking about
yeah.
things you should know.
Uh-huh.
Like what we're talking about. Isn't that what you told me? And things you should also not know.
Like?
The last time your partner was constipated.
You should not know that?
I don't know.
I feel like people should know that.
Tuesday.
No.
No? I don't know. I'm just guessing. You're there a long time. I don't know if it's because you're playing a game or if you're actually trying to do your business.
Are you kidding?
No. When you sit there for so long, I have to go use another bathroom. I think you're constipated. Wait.
If there's anybody in this relationship who sits there for too long, it's not me. Move on. Next time.
But it's not true?
It's not true.
You're just sleeping. You're stuck. You're like, what? You have your phone and you're like in the middle of a work meeting.
No. I have never, ever, ever, for the record, never taken a meeting from the bathroom like that. Ever.
I cannot make that same statement. There are very few people who can say what you just said.
Really?
I'm not saying the video's on. I'm just saying the video's off. You're listening. There's a team meeting going on. You don't have to participate. You just listen.
Oh my God.
What? You think we have to tell people where we are when we're doing the work? That's what the best part of work from home. So many people work from their home bathrooms now. How many people have stared at their phones 50 times and coughed to make sure the mute symbol is actually mute before they flush? Everybody listening right now is going to put a thumbs up on this comment. They've all done it.
Please tell
100%
us.
They've done it. It's mute. It says in red, mute.
Yeah.
You do a fake cough. And then nothing happens because it's mute. Then you flush.
Oh my God.
Yeah, you didn't know that? Is the producer laughing? I can't turn. Producer dying. 100% has done that. Told you, she does it all the time. So
do
many
not
times.
Talk to me from the toilet. She's
done it every time she's there. She's like, oh, I'm late today. There's something happening. She's in the bathroom. Guaranteed. She's the echo is going, all kinds of things. Everyone knows.
Never. I'm
you are
tell
the only
for
one.
For anybody who's ever had a call with me, for anybody who's ever had a meeting with me, I have never, ever, ever taken a meeting on the pot. Ever. Ever.
Yeah, it's shocking. Shocking. Your inability to multitask is embarrassing us. Please take your next meeting while dropping a doogie. Okay? You have to learn the mute, unmute, mute, unmute.
No.
That's the way to do it. Mute, unmute.
I refuse.
Mute, unmute. Just don't mix them up because then you get in trouble.
Moving on. Okay, today's...
This whole episode I'm recording from the bathroom. They don't even know. YouTube will just see one of those like makeup heads that they use for wigs. Just like a caoutchouc head sitting here. I'm actually in the bathroom. Sending in my homework today to Prince Ali.
Oh my God.
Today's episode is about Sheena's inability to multitask.
Today we're talking about, in relationships, there are things that you should know, just naturally know about your partner.
5-button vests.
What?
Can't go wrong. I know.
That's not a thing.
It's a thing. If I go out and I see a 5-button vest, okay. I buy it immediately. Winner.
Tell me.
Favorite gift of the year. Oh my God. How did you know this would be my perfect gift?
No. The things that you know, like just innately know about your significant other, like how they like their coffee, what to say when they're having a bad day, what
Come
not
on.
To say when they're having
Nobody
a bad day.
Nobody knows these things.
People need to know these things. I know these things.
No.
Yeah.
You don't know because I don't even know.
I what?
So how can you know? That's
tell
the
me,
best part.
Okay.
When I hear two people talking about what I like and I
tell
don't know
me,
they're talking about me.
Tell me what I like about my coffee. How do I like my coffee?
With oat milk.
Okay. Like if you had to make my coffee right now.
Yeah.
Could you make it perfectly?
I would take Ethiopia pod.
Yeah.
Put in the Nespresso.
Yeah.
I would then put oat milk in the bzzz.
How much oat milk?
Until the top line. That's how I make it. Because then I pour some out before I putting it
that's
in.
That's why it's
I not. Throw away some of the milk
Why
before.
Would you fill it full?
Oh, because the top part always goes bad.
Okay.
You have to throw that away.
Okay.
Then you put that in.
Uh-huh.
And then I put maple syrup a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Then I mix it.
Okay.
I give it to you.
Close enough.
What's wrong with that? You always say, oh, you make it so good. Maybe you don't know what you like. You didn't realize you
milk.
Like. You didn't realize. You always say you like it when I make it and you can't tell why. I put more milk.
Oh, okay.
That's what you like.
Okay.
You didn't know.
You actually do break a pretty good coffee.
See?
Yeah.
You know why it's so good?
Why?
Because you didn't make it.
Yeah,
always
I think
better
that's,
and you don't have to
I
do
I think
it
that's
yourself.
What I like about you giving me coffee. It
yeah.
may not be the exact way that I like it, but the fact that I didn't have to make it and the so, fact that you gave it to me.
I will admit, equal parts I like and I don't like when you say garçon. But I don't know why I like it and I don't know why I don't like it. I don't know if it's the two claps. Why do you always have to do two claps? It's so weird. Can you just do garçon? No, doesn't it? Garçon, that doesn't work. Wait, but garçon.
Like before coffee?
I don't know. I can't say the other times you said it. Those I like for sure, but the coffee time, it throws me off sometimes.
How do you like your coffee? You don't like
coffee. Keep changing.
You like
today that? Today was cold. I put a little vanilla.
Yeah.
I don't know if I put milk or oat milk or nut milk or whatever that milk we make at home. Goat milk.
Oat milk.
We make oat milk?
Yeah.
Why did you buy an oat milk if you have an oat milk making machine? So now you have a machine to make something that you buy from outside.
I'm going to go back to that machine in 2 cups of coffee.
You drink a whole box in 2 cups and you're complaining about how much oat milk I put. You buy the, not the little one, like, okay, here, I'm one
human. Everybody's been drinking.
No, the kids drink the other one from cows.
Everybody had the oat milk and we put it in the oatmeal this morning. Don't worry about it.
Do you have to put oat milk in oatmeal? Is that how it works?
I did.
Is it called cow meal if you put the other milk?
No.
Cow milk and cow meal?
No.
Is that what chamomile is? No. What is camel meal? Camel milk? Is that what camels eat?
No.
Camels drink tea?
Are you okay?
Are you okay? I'm not. I thought you were familiar with camels, Prince Ali.
Oh my God.
You brought 7 of them.
Camels?
Yeah.
Where did it?
When you came.
Oh, because I'm Prince Ali.
Yeah.
Got it.
Okay, so we talked about coffee. What else are you supposed to know? We talked about constipation.
Like,
coffee.
What do We've you hit do? The okay. top things. What kind of things? What do I like when I'm in a bad mood?
Cheese.
No.
Chips.
It depends what the mood is from.
From the mood?
Yeah.
From the moon.
From the mood.
If it's a moon-related issue,
yeah,
then chips.
If it's a moon-related chip issue, then chips. Or what else?
Chocolate.
Yeah.
Like anything bad for you.
I don't love chocolate.
You just like dressing like one. Like a snack. You a snack. You a piece
of
dove.
You like sweet things more than salty things.
No, I like both.
You do like
I'm
both.
I'm an equal opportunity.
No, you're not an equal opportunity. No, because you'll go looking for like a little piece of chocolate after almost every meal.
Yeah, because the meal is not sweet. Oh. If we have like baklava and honey for dinner,
then I'll go for something salty.
Yeah, you have to balance it out.
Got it. Okay, but you will pick a sweet or you will pick a salty? I think you would
the
pick
opposite.
A sweet. What if it's like 4 o'clock in the afternoon?
For a snack?
Yeah. You'll look for something sweet.
Probably something healthy if I can. Maybe a fruit, maybe something that's quasi-healthy or pretends to be healthy, like the packaging as like a design of a sun.
Uh-huh.
Or like something that's fake healthy like that.
Okay, that's what you
like
go for.
Like a kid going, yay, like that kind of stuff. Like where we pretend it's healthy. I don't read it too closely.
Okay.
On purpose. You?
Always salty.
Even if it's supposed to be healthy?
Always. Yeah. Then
like
I won't
eat. You
eat
a fruit?
No.
Why?
I just won't. Unless it's cut and left for me there, I won't eat it.
Yeah.
I won't actually cut it for myself.
Because you're royalty. The rest of us working class people have to peel our own bananas.
No, I'm the one who normally peels and cuts the fruits and puts it on a plate if I know that the kids are coming and they need a snack. Or
you send it to them.
With what?
Magic carpet. No. You walk right onto that one.
No, I'm the one who normally cuts the fruit.
Then why don't you eat it? You said I won't eat it unless it's kept on a platter cut.
Because,
and then you said I'm the one who cuts it. Then why aren't you
when I cut it,
merging those two?
Then I don't want to eat it.
That's true.
You know this. See,
no,
these
I
are
did
things
not know
you
this.
Should know.
I should know that you are capable of cutting the fruit, but you don't want to eat it.
Yes.
Unless this, I can't even verbalize what you're doing. How can I understand it if I can't even repeat it after you?
It's the same thing as the coffee. It tastes better when somebody gives it to you. So if you cut the fruit
I'll
and gave it
to me,
I'll
peel a banana and give you.
I would eat it.
What if the peel is still there and you're holding the peel?
I would still eat it.
You sure?
Yeah.
Or does it have to be completely unpeeled?
No, for like a banana, if you peeled it and handed it to me, I would eat it.
Okay, what about an apple?
If you cut it and put it in a plate and gave it to me, peel or no peel, I would eat it.
What if I took out the stem and took a bite and gave it to you?
No, I would not
I started it.
No.
Okay, what if I cut it in half and gave it to you?
No.
Cut it in quarters and gave it
you
to you?
You have to take out the seeds.
the seeds.
Like the corn
in the middle.
Yeah.
What if I get one of those like puncture machines that takes out the middle and give it to you?
Like as a round apple?
Yeah, just the middle is missing.
I will not eat it.
But it has to be cut. It
has to be cut.
What if it's cut in two and there's no middle?
Nope.
Like a mini cantaloupe.
I need slices.
So four.
Yes, at least.
Cut in four.
Preferably eight.
Minimum of four.
Yeah, preferably eight.
Eight is too much. They're too thin to get stuck in your teeth.
No,
disgusting.
No.
Can't eat like that.
No. I would love for you to cut an apple, take out the center, and cut it into eight.
You just want pieces.
Yes.
What if I bit 15 pieces and kept them in the plate?
I don't know about that.
Why?
I'm not sure. I have no way. I've never had...
I'll try.
Okay, try.
It'll look like I did cut it by hand.
Okay.
It'll look very, like, one of one.
I will give it a try.
Okay, I'll bite pieces. And it's like we're birds.
I'm just saying.
I'll bite...
No.
Spit in your mouth. It's the same. I'm going to bite it and spit it in a plate and give it to you. You're saying you'd rather that than cut your own
fruit. No, I would
just
rather you cut it and handed it to me.
What if there's no more knives?
And there are
the knives in my mouth that God gave me.
But there are knives. Like, you're just saying, what if?
I'm trying.
But
I'm trying to learn you as a human.
Don't you think it's a little late for that?
You will never. That's the problem with this.
Uh-huh.
If people actually think they know,
what?
That's the trap.
People think that they know the other person.
Yeah.
You can know after a certain number of years together, you can know their tendencies.
Yeah, but if you think that way,
yeah,
that's when you get yourself into trouble.
How?
Because you then have the full argument in your own head without the other person participating and you hold them responsible.
Okay, that's if it's something negative. But if
it's
not,
it's the same concept.
No, it's not. Like if you think that I like my coffee a certain way and you give it to me and I appreciate it and I continually tell you, thank you so much, I really appreciate that. It makes me feel seen. It makes me feel understood. Where's the negative in that? Like
that
if you start doing
fine.
It badly and I tell you, hey, do you think that you could do it this way instead? I've started to like less milk or I've started to like I did switch my coffee order a few years ago. I used to have it with milk and now I don't. And I made that transition and I verbalized it. I communicated it.
But that's the key. You communicated it.
Yeah.
That's the big like missing link in most of these things.
Right.
The whole thing you're asking is, what should you know? I.e., it's an assumption.
Yeah.
So I come and I bring you a coffee every day.
Yeah.
And I give it to you filled with milk.
Yeah.
And then you just say thanks.
Yeah.
Then you drink it and you're like, this idiot's still bringing me milk coffee every day.
Yeah.
I didn't even want it.
Yeah.
And you're saying that in your head.
Yeah.
And you're getting upset.
Okay.
And then the idiot is sitting there saying, every day I go and I make this coffee and this person doesn't even appreciate it.
Yeah.
So you're both fighting in your head
over
the dumb coffee.
Yeah.
And instead, you could just not have that argument by saying, oh, yesterday you liked with milk. Today do you like with milk?
Okay, fair. But what if you saw me not drinking it?
Yeah.
Then, and you did it for 3 or 4 or 5 days in a row. Then is it fair to assume that maybe she doesn't like that coffee?
But why wouldn't you just say it?
That's the whole point. There are certain things in a relationship that you can naturally pick up on.
There should be zero things of such.
Why?
Other than breathing.
No, why?
That you should do on your own.
I think it's a really, really nice way to, in a relationship, to sort of say, I see you.
But why not just say
it's just a form, like it's a form of...
What's that song? What? Say what you wanna say.
Honestly, I wanna see you, baby.
Notice I have a beard again.
I did.
I had to update this. I don't even know if I want the beard.
Yep.
So if you ask me, like, do you want a beard? Do you want a mustache? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Yet if you said, oh, he loves a beard. I'd be like, oh, how
but
did
I
you know that?
But I wouldn't say that.
How you're choosing what you're gonna say, bruh?
Because the
you don't know what you're gonna say.
I do.
No, we're always changing.
That's the whole point of this. Are there certain things in a relationship that you should come to just take?
Like, what's the top five for you that you wish I just knew?
The way that I like my coffee.
Okay, so how do you like it?
A little bit
less milk.
A little less milk, but hot milk with that Ethiopia pod. I don't mind experimenting with different pods.
Now you changed it already. Okay, keep going.
I'm just saying that's not a thing.
Deal breaker.
Yeah, but with oat milk, no regular milk, no almond milk.
How much sweetener?
What you put, like half a teaspoon of...
That keeps changing.
No, it doesn't. Half a teaspoon of maple syrup.
Okay, done. What else should I know?
Like when I don't feel good.
How can I know this?
You should just be able to see it.
Why can't you say, oh, I'm not feeling good? I'm going to look at your face and say, oh, yeah, you don't feel good. You'd be like, I'm having the best day. You're so annoying. Why would you say that?
If I'm mad, You know when I'm mad.
Yeah.
How do you know?
Because I see it in the face. There's no joy.
Exactly.
It's like those Dementors from Harry Potter coming.
It sucks all your joy out? Okay. So there are things like I can feel it when you're not happy.
Yeah,
I
so what are you supposed to do?
I stay away from you.
So then?
That's the whole point.
That's not helpful.
Yes,
it is. No, it's not. I told you so many times I don't like that. You still do it. It's better for you, but it's not better for me.
I'm giving you space.
I don't want it.
What do you want?
I want you to be clingy at that time.
No, you don't.
Suck out the meanness. It's like venom. You have to be like, I want you to bite my foot whenever I'm angry. Like, and suck out the venom. It'd be like I'm de-venoming you.
But what if you're mad at me?
Still do it.
No, you don't want to be
around
me. Well,
then don't bite my foot, because then the other foot might get angry.
If you're mad at me, you don't want to be around me. Okay. You want to be away from me, so I give you your space.
Okay. So then go on a trip. Just to do it properly. Be like, I know you're upset.
I'm leaving.
I'm going to California.
How many days?
I don't know. See, that's why this thing is nonsense. It makes no sense. Nobody
it's
can
not
know these
nonsense.
Things. Nobody can know the default 2 days to to not be angry.
There's nothing in your life that you just wish I knew.
You know.
You were
don't
about
you
to
know
say
it already?
I should.
I'm like
exactly.
But I don't know what I would even tell you to know. Like, what is it that you must know? Okay, let me think.
Like, I know when you want, like, comfort food, I know what you want.
How do you know this? I don't even know.
Because I know which foods you like. I know there's, like, a handful of foods that you really, really enjoy, and they make you feel like
but how do you know when
nostalgic.
I need this food?
I
can promise you I've never had this thought in my entire life of, oh, this person needs this food now.
Really?
Like, never. Really? Never, no, not even once has that crossed
You've
my mind.
You never thought... Like, she might need a big plate of french fries
nope,
right now?
Never.
See, Zara
have I thought,
knows that.
Oh, you're hungry? You want to get fries? You want to order this? You want? I start, like, throwing things out. But I've never thought conclusively, like, I don't need to ask her.
There is a time
I know
every month
french
where
fries.
I need salt. I need french fries. I need potatoes. I need, like, starchy things.
Yeah. I don't know what you should know about me.
I'm
still trying to figure out my own self. So I don't know how you're supposed to figure me out. And I think you're trying to figure out yourself too. So what can I figure out for you?
I think that there are some things that we've already figured out that we like or don't like.
Okay, tell me. Tell me the real, the serious ones. Okay, coffee, comfort food. Okay, but what are like the serious things
like,
that
okay,
I'm supposed
to know? Like, okay, when
I've
had a bad day.
Yeah.
And I had a fight with somebody or I had a, like something went wrong at work or something went wrong somewhere.
Yeah.
How do I like to be approached?
With
by
caution.
You? No, be serious.
I'm being serious, like slowly, carefully, just like.
Like, do I need you to find solutions?
I'm going with you would like me to just watch the chaos, thinking in my head how to resolve it, but offering no guidance of any sort of
you're,
how to
no,
deal with the
what you're
issues.
Supposed to do is just be there and
yes.
listen.
Yes.
You should know this by now.
I learned this from the plumber.
Which plumber?
When the water was leaking.
Yeah.
In the kitchen, I called this plumber and he said, I'll be right there. He came over and we both sat there and we watched the water leak and it was wonderful. I said, this is leaking. He said, yes.
And
I said, this is leaking. It's falling. It's going. It's flooding my basement. He said, yes, I hear you. And he hugged me. And it was so therapeutic. I loved it. I felt so good about it. I felt so good. I was like, yeah, look what it goes.
No.
It's okay. Let it out. And
so
I started
that's
crying.
That's the point. That's the difference between you and me.
Yeah.
And also, this is not a plumbing leak.
It's a leak. The plumbing leak. You were crying. I was crying. The sink was crying. Everyone was crying.
No, it's not true.
Yeah. Is there a way? What was that? There's some. We had a hack for a while and we've forgotten it. It was a nice rhyming sentence. Like, do you want me to fix or do you want me to sit and hug you? But it rhymed.
Solution, I've told Zara. Or? Yeah, I've told Zara this before. When she's getting emotional.
Yeah.
I know this about her. There are moments where she wants solution-driven responses, or there are some times that she just wants, like, she just wants somebody to see her and understand her. And
do you
I
want
ask
a friend,
her,
or do you want the problem to end?
Yeah.
You like that?
Well,
you should ask that.
So that's not actually correct.
No, that's
because
not correct.
Because you getting involved doesn't necessarily mean that the problem is going to end.
No.
And sometimes it's better for the person to work through their issues on their own.
I agree.
And they just need to get it out. They need to vent. So that they can come up with a solution on their own.
So how do I do that?
You
how
should
do I
know
stop?
By
like,
now.
All I want to do is find solutions.
I know you do, but sometimes so that's not me, what like, I'm looking for.
I know. How I want to know how. I don't know.
I'm pretty good at reading Zara. Like when she comes to me and she's like flustered,
yeah.
I tell her,
Zara, is that when you slap her?
Is this when you need me to listen to you? Is this a
or
moment?
Or beat you?
Nope. Is this a moment where you need me to listen to you and just kind of be here for you? Or do you need help finding a solution?
Yeah.
And she has to negotiate with herself and say, I want her to help me solve this, or I just need to vent for a second.
So if I, anytime I see you flustered,
yep.
Step one in the decision tree is, yep. Can we give them names?
Sure.
Like who would you like to listen to you? Do you want the doctor? Maybe the doctor listens to you
okay.
and does nothing.
No, the doctor has to provide a solution.
No, that's not a doctor. A doctor of psychology
okay.
just listens.
Okay.
And tells you why your grandmother's perfume is the reason the kitchen is leaking.
Okay.
Or do you want, well, the other one is just me. That's my natural instinct is to be like, okay, how do we fix this?
Yeah.
Let's resolve the issue.
Okay, but the doctor is not the one that says your grandmother's is the reason for this.
No, doctor can't even speak. No. I'm going to pretend I don't speak English. You're going to be sitting, do you want me?
Yeah.
Or do you want abuelita? Abuelita is this beautiful, old Spanish grandmother who speaks zero English.
No, she has to she'll speak
sit
English.
No, she'll feel it. She'll feel what you're saying. She'll sit beside you. You'll say what she'll say. Sí, querida. I know. I know. She speaks three English words.
I know.
I know and sí.
Sí is Spanish.
Yeah, but it's an English word. But she doesn't mean it that way. She just means yes.
Okay.
But those are the three English words she speaks.
Okay. C
is an English word. S-E-E is an English word.
Okay.
So she can say those three things.
Uh-huh.
Do you want me to give signals on my body on what you can, like you can press my right knee for I know and left knee for
C? That's not, oh my God.
It'll be amazing.
Again,
you're crying in my lap. You go like
years,
this and I'll say,
I know. You should know better than this.
This is giving you exactly what you want.
Nope. This is not what I want.
I know. It's going to work well. Okay, abuelita. That's who it is.
Okay.
Abuelo could be abuelo too.
Okay.
But I think abuelita is more
okay.
empathic.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know who was really good at this? Your aunt who just came to visit us. She was amazing at this. Like she could
see. You just laid out all your problems.
She could
poor lady.
See where the fluster was.
Yeah.
And she'd just be like, yeah. How does that make you feel?
Yeah.
Oh, do you think that it was because of this? And she like gave me. It wasn't like solutions, but it was just like, let's think about this. Let's try to circle and help you come up
with
the
problems
reason.
Were you telling her?
It wasn't problems. It was just like, oh, this happened and this was frustrating or this happened and I didn't like when they did this and the kids did. And it was just like, it was conversational, but it wasn't solution driven.
Yeah, I don't know how to do that.
You have to.
No, I mean, what? You're not surprised. What are you pretending like all
you
of a sudden?
You are able to do
this. Do I do it well?
No, not
yeah, really. I'm not good at this.
You're very capable, but
yes.
You have this like, sometimes your logical, most of the time, your logical brain gets involved yeah. and you're like, no, this is wrong because of this. This is wrong because of this. You have to do like this. You have to do this. You have to do this.
Yes.
Bada bing, bada boom. Problem solved.
Yes. No, I'm not saying that's the right way uh-huh. or the wrong way. I'm just saying that's my way.
Yes.
And I acknowledge that. And I acknowledge that you are your way.
Yes.
Whatever that is. I don't have a way to frame it.
Yeah.
It's too volatile. Nothing.
Yeah.
Something so amazing cannot be described with simple terms.
Okay.
So I think the best thing I've done for our relationship
yeah.
is acknowledge that I will never understand you. Like, I'm not trying to understand you. I used to try to understand you, and that's where the problems came, because the minute I thought I figured something out.
How can you not understand somebody that you've been with for so long? Like, I understand you so well.
No, you don't.
Yes,
what
do.
Are you talking about?
Yes, do.
You don't understand me so well at all.
I do.
No. You think you understand. I don't even understand me. How you could understand me?
I understand you.
There are so many things.
I may not be like you, but I understand you.
There. You think you understand
Okay, ask me a question. Like, put me to the test.
I don't know what to even ask. I don't understand myself.
You do.
Okay.
I've done so much thinking about this. Like, I've broken it down. I understand you. Again, we're not the same. We don't operate in the same way, but I understand where certain triggers might come for you, where certain like insecurities might come, where certain strengths
What's
come
from. What's my biggest insecurity?
I think you're, and I think it's also one of your greatest
strengths. Oh, one of those answers. My biggest insecurity is I'm just not good enough because I got 98 in all my tests.
That's not what I was going
to What's your biggest problem? I'm too much of a perfectionist. See, it's never well enough. I spend hours locked in.
No, I think your biggest insecurity is that you need to be right. I think that you're constantly curious to have information and the correct information. So sometimes you get stuck in that because you're trying to find the right solution or the right answer.
Wrong.
Okay.
I don't care about that.
Okay.
I think it's close and it's not an insecurity. I think it's more of a behavioral pattern you're referencing.
Okay.
But it's, I don't have to be right. We just live in a world where there's so much wrong and so much bullshit.
Yeah.
That I try to find a way to ensure, particularly when the kids are involved, that they learn to behave in a way where they are testing everything to make sure it's accurate.
Okay.
Not that I'm accurate, right? Like you can say, oh, did you know blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But how do you know that? Did you read an actual article? Was it some foreword? Like that's where I think you're referencing the trying to push more information.
Yeah.
But it's more to try to ensure people aren't digesting false information just because things now travel on sound bites and no one tests anything.
Sometimes that's not, it's irrelevant to the conversation. Conversations will get halted.
Yeah.
That we're having because you get stuck on this one thing that you need to prove is maybe not accurate or there is a different perspective there.
Yeah.
And we lose the flow of a conversation in that moment.
Because if you're stacking things on something, then you're sort of getting the benefit of that information.
Okay.
And if that's wrong, you shouldn't stack on it. I don't care to be right.
Okay.
If that makes sense. Like, I don't think I care to be right because I'm not an expert in anything.
Yeah.
It's not like I have a PhD in something where I'll say, okay, well, I'll argue with you a cold fusion till you're, you know, blue in the face.
Yeah.
But I, and maybe, I don't even know if what I'm referencing as an example is right.
Yeah.
But it could be something you feel,
but
I would have never told you that's something I actually worry about. So it's a perfect example of a situation where, and you said that's like my biggest insecurity.
But I don't think you, I don't think you even, like you're not the kind of person that, it's not logical to ruminate over it.
You don't normally ruminate over the good.
Yeah.
You normally ruminate over the bad.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we don't go and think about, wow, that worked out really well. How can I learn from that to duplicate it?
Right.
We sit in negative situations, which maybe have nuggets of truth, but we take those small nuggets and we sit in them, and we sit in them for a day, for 2 days, and now we've exacerbated the issue.
Yeah.
You've negated all the other things that were neutral, positive, and you focus on these little things. And after a day or two, you've convinced yourself that that's all there was.
Right.
And it ends up hurting you.
I agree with
you. So I don't, that's why I try to not do it.
That this has served you so well, like this skill.
Which skill?
This skill of like always getting to the root of what's true and what's right and what's real and what's accurate. It served you so well in your career, in your life, in your relationship, in your family dynamic. Like it served you for the most part very well. That I don't think that you ruminate or that you even are aware of it a lot of the time because of that, because it serves you in a positive way most of the time.
I'm learning every day. See?
You're welcome.
You're teaching me. I don't know these things about myself. It's true. You can learn a lot about yourself from your spouse.
Yeah. Okay, teach me something about myself.
You have an explosive side.
Yes.
That is painful if you take it at face value.
Okay.
This is more relatively recent, I would say, if you look at the whole span of our relationship.
Okay.
We've gone from trying to diffuse on our own.
Yeah.
To diffusing by way of argument.
Yeah.
Like with each other, but then respecting the other one's ability to say what they feel.
Yeah.
And then coming back and sort of being like, okay, I think in the beginning of our relationship, you would just let things build up, build up, build up, build up. And then there would be an explosion that could come 3 months later.
Yeah.
But it's including all this debris from 3 months ago that I can't even remember and I don't understand. So it like holds little value in a way, right? It would be hard for me to understand where you're coming from. Yeah. And it would just be like, okay, you blew up. We go our own way. And then we come back together later and we ignore the conversation almost. But we pick up like the trigger. Yeah. But the 90% that came before the trigger gets lost. And then we've sort of morphed away from that to both of us not holding as much anyways, mm-hmm. because a lot of the things that you maybe argue about in early in a relationship are no longer valid. And then now we're more in a place where you more regularly feel comfortable saying what you're feeling. Mm-hmm. I more regularly try to vocalize what I'm feeling, which I never used to do. Because I don't need to talk to you to feel better.
Yeah.
But I realize you need me to talk to you. Even if I'm the one who's upset, I have to say it to you.
Yeah.
So then it goes away.
Yeah, I think that's good communication.
I'm fine having an explosion.
Yeah.
And I've told you this before.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, you actually say everything going through your mind when you're angry. And you've said to me, no, I don't. And that scares me.
Okay.
Because of what you actually say.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, no, no, my filtration system's still running at 99% okay. when we're arguing.
Uh-huh.
But then we're fine.
Yes.
Like we're fine right after, quickly. We don't have to come back. We don't have to go back. We've stopped the post brief.
Yeah.
Like we know ultimately.
Okay, so where's the lesson here? What's in
let
it?
Let your wife shout at you and that's shout back. It's good for you. It's good to shout a little. People think we don't argue.
We
like,
argue.
It's a big problem with like this. Social media where you see 30 seconds, 1 minute.
Yeah.
We're a normal couple that 100%. Works hard. We fight, we argue, we do all the things every other couple does.
Yeah.
But the hard part is coming back and reminding yourself that this person makes your life better.
Yeah.
The fights come when the couple is divided.
Yes.
And the fight comes when you start prioritizing other things.
Yeah.
So you sometimes have to have the hard conversations about you like this, I don't like this, I like this, you don't like this. And ultimately, and I've told you this before, in my head, when you get to a certain point in your life, your family unit becomes like you come from a family.
Yeah.
You then get married.
Yeah.
And in that scenario, it's turbulent.
Yep.
Like many young couples will tell you it's turbulent. There's this like fight between, oh, I'm going to do this and you want to do that and the holidays. Yeah. Like there's all this battling going on, whether it's vocalized or not, but it's happening in terms of how this family is going to be formed.
Yep.
And then somewhere along the way, your relationship, your family gets molded.
Yeah.
And when that happens, and I don't know when it happened, but we're well past that point.
Yeah.
Your family becomes smaller.
Yeah.
Like we have a family of four.
Yeah.
In my head.
Yeah.
And then we have extended family,
yeah.
who we care for, etc. Like I'm not minimizing the value,
yeah.
but ultimately the nucleus is one, not two families that merged.
Yeah.
That's how it started.
Yeah.
You start as two families that merge, but then that completes and then there's just us in the middle and everyone else is the bubble around it.
Yeah.
And when you think about it that way, every situation can get handled easier because ultimately you're coming back to that same hub.
Yeah.
And where you let the other people and other voices come in, that's where you have conflict.
Mm.
But you and I are good at that. We have that situation, but then we ultimately come back to the truth, which is this is what you get. Yeah. Like it's not perfect.
Right.
It's not ideal. It's not 100.
It's what works for us.
It is what we have.
Yeah.
So now you want to keep talking, thinking, arguing about how I can be different. I could be more like this. You could be more like that. We can do that till we're blue in the face. But until we put in the effort, one, it's not going to happen. And two, that's not the reason for it to happen.
Right.
Because somebody else likes this or likes that.
Right.
And you were good at that. We're yeah. good at acknowledging that we are not perfect.
Yeah.
We both are doing our damn best.
Yeah.
And this is as good as it's going to get for us.
Yeah.
And we can try to adore that and grow with that.
Yep.
Or we can try to fight that.
Yep.
And we've stopped fighting that
yeah.
a long time ago.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter. Like the little things They just don't matter.
No, but I also think that we have gotten really good at, like, if I know that you're having a hard time with something, I may not have exact language for how to deal with it, but I have a sense of, like, if you're stressed at work, it's helpful to you if I pick up a little more slack with the kids, or if when you come home from work, we have something fun happening if you don't have to go back to work. If I've been, you know, struggling with something all day and you know that I'm having a hard time, you're just a little more affectionate at the end of the day. If I'm cooking and I'm like kind of grumpy, I've had a bad day, and you come into the kitchen.
Spitting the food, that's how I know.
I don't spit in the food.
I've seen it. No, I've seen it. Not.
But like if you come into the kitchen and you start cooking with me or cleaning up with me or like dancing, you put music on, like those are things, those are little things you've learned that help me. They help me through that kind of grumpy feeling.
Yeah.
It's not the same kind of affection that you need. It's a different kind of affection. Or like if you handed me a cup of coffee. Those are things. Those are little things that you've understood about our relationship. All this to say, like, I think over time you pick up on things that help your spouse feel better about the relationship or feel more comfortable so that you can ultimately feel like more of a unit.
Yeah. How do we get people to not make the mistakes we made along the way? Like, how do you give them the cheat code? What was the worst part of the first few months or years that you can tell people, like, hey, if you're feeling like this, this is helpful? We've talked about this. I didn't even know.
What?
You told me, like, when we were married 5 years, that you had miserable 2 years in the beginning.
The first 2 years were hard.
I had no clue.
But they might, might also have been harder for me as a...
Well, you were dating 3 guys still at that time. That might have been part of the problem.
First of all,
who dates a Domino's guy? I mean, nothing wrong with the Domino's guy, but it was really weird. Like,
okay, first of
all, he didn't even have his own car.
When we moved from Montreal,
used to deliver pizzas on a bicycle. How do you fall for a guy like that? You're a prince. Come from royalty.
Are you dead?
I don't know. You're the one.
When we moved from Montreal, we moved to Boston. I could not work. I did not have work.
You refused to work.
I could not. I didn't have a social security number. I couldn't do any of it.
I bought you 3 from the internet.
You were gone.
Jabber Dabes. Every day. The other one. I got you 3 personalities.
You were gone every single day from like
that's
9 in the
jobs
morning.
Jobs generally work.
9
yes.
at night.
She was shocked that I had to go. She's like, where are you going? Again? Again? Every morning, Monday to Friday, again. Again, this. You're going to leave me alone. I'm like, honey, this is the way. Working works. You go somewhere, you do something, they give you money. And she's like, okay, fine. And then I'd come home next morning. Whatever. Again? Again. You're going to do this again. We just talked about this yesterday. Again. Whatever. And I said, yes, I'm going. And then she'd order pizza. And then there he goes.
My family was all in Canada.
Yeah. And they're like, I can't believe he goes to work every day. They lied to us. You know, when we got married, we had to fill out all the paperwork. I think my family put a few extra zeros.
So it was hard for me. Yeah. It was really lonely. And it was like, it was a big change from what I was used to. I was used to a home full of people. And I go to this place and there's just me.
Yeah.
And you're at work all day.
And the pizza guy.
And the pizza guy.
Angelo.
And my neighbors screaming, looking for popcorn.
Have you seen the popcorn? Where's the popcorn?
Like, it was really a hard transition.
I had no idea.
I know.
I was getting my butt handed to me in the corporate world.
Yep.
Coming home to sadness that I didn't know was sadness.
Anyway, we're fine. We're
past
we're
fine
that.
Now.
But I think that as far as like advice goes for people, you have to move through these things. But I think that for me, what was helpful was talking about it and finding groups of people that were moving through similar things. And talking to you about it and how I was feeling. And I don't think I did that until much later. So
yeah,
talk. Use your words. Or in your case, don't talk. And I don't know.
Yeah, I don't have to talk.
Yeah, I do.
Like, so that's the other thing I learned. If you're one of these people that just gets over things on your own, I wish earlier in our relationship I actually told you like why I was feeling a particular way.
Because I actually think that you do enjoy talking when you let yourself talk.
Maybe.
Like there have been moments in your life where you've kind of let your guard down and you've talked and you'll say things like, oh, I may not necessarily have shared this unless you would have pushed, like, because you pushed me, I'm sharing this. But I do feel like it makes you closer as a couple. And it also, it's like the debris goes away.
That's true for you, right? I do agree with you. It makes you closer as a couple. And that's why I do it. And that's why I wish I did it sooner, because it's better for your relationship. It's like I had a light bulb moment saying, okay, wait, if I explain this,
yeah,
it is better for us collectively.
Yes.
But I didn't need to explain it for me to feel better. And if it was something you did that made me feel a certain way, and I didn't think you did it purposefully or whatever, it just happened to be something that happened.
Yeah.
Telling you about it could hurt your feelings.
Yeah.
Okay. So I didn't want to do that. I didn't have a need for it. So I wouldn't say anything. And then it might be a day or two, whatever. And I wake up and I'm fine. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, this is behind. It's over. I'm not thinking about it anymore.
Yeah.
But only later in our relationship did I realize, even if that were the case,
yeah,
one, I need to trust you to be strong enough to hear that.
Yeah.
Like, hear something that I did not intend to hurt you.
Yeah.
Right? I'm just saying it because I'm telling you. I'm just telling you because I'm telling you something that occurred.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't do it. And now I do.
Yeah.
And I trust that you're going to be able to deal with that.
Absolutely. That's the thing. You're in a relationship. You're a grown up. You have to, like, you're not perfect. And you have to accept the fact that there are things that you do that are not going to be perfect.
Yeah. But most relationships and most people don't do that.
Right.
Because it's easier not to.
But it's not
but
the
most
honest,
it.
Raw form of yourself. And
yeah.
If you...
But that's okay. I mean, I don't want the most raw format of you. It's painful sometimes. I need it to be somewhat curated.
Come on.
Raw?
Yes.
No way. That's too much.
You're
once
too
in a while. There should be like a bingo card. Like, okay, I've been too raw this month. Okay, check. 100% finished. Now, calm yourself a little bit. We should record our next argument.
Sure.
And just like listen back to it and see how you react.
Sure.
I could make 1,000 videos of things my wife says to me that I've never said to her and I would never dream of.
There are other things that you have said to me that I have never
no
said
chance.
To you. Of course.
When your eyes
yeah.
are bigger than your mouth,
yes.
that should be your like
okay.
your gauge.
I
if you look in
here,
the mirror
you know
and
what?
Your
I'll
eyes are bigger than
I'll
your mouth,
it.
You should be like, okay,
but
I'm going to stop
talking.
I'm going to
tell you that you also, your eyes also get bigger and you're telling everybody that I'm the
I'm
only one.
I'm working on that. Like
so
I'm trying
I.
to do more and you're trying to do less and we're still nowhere near the middle.
True.
No, it's true. I used to not say anything. I would just be quiet and then I'd be like, I'm good.
Okay.
You're like, what happened? It don't matter. It's done.
Okay.
Now I'm like, this is what's happening. And then the eyes come out. I'm like, oh, shit, too far. Back up. You're laughing. It's good. We understand each other and people can learn from this. But could we have recorded this episode 2 days ago?
No, because we were in mid-fight.
Yeah. I wanted to record that day.
You did?
Yeah.
I would never.
I was like, listen, let's keep it real. But then, I won't say.
Okay.
Your mom listens.
On that note.
Are you going to sing a song?
Yeah, of course.
Which one?
I'm going to sing this song.
Yes. I knew. When you're dressed like this, it's one of two songs. And last week, you sang the other one.
Which one did I sing last
Prince
week?
Prince Ali, wonderful. Ali Ababa.
A whole new world. A new fantastic point of view. No one to tell us no. Where to go. Or say we're only dreaming.
Are we done?
Goodbye, everyone.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, everybody. It's Nicole Byer here with some hot takes from Wayfair. A cozy corduroy sectional from Wayfair? Yeah, that's a hot take. Go on and add it to your cart and take it. A pink glam nightstand from Wayfair? Scalding hot take. Take it before I do. A mid-century modern cabinet from Wayfair that doubles as a wine bar? Do I have to say it? It's a hot take. Get it at Wayfair.com and enjoy that free shipping too.
Wayfair, every style, every home.